Chapter 1. From his vantage point on the mezzanine, Amaury Lassang gazed over the heads of the crowd in the trendy nightclub. The sea of bodies swayed to the loud and monotonous techno rhythm. His skilled eye surveyed the clubbers writhing against each other, looking for a female in need of company. Too many emotions slammed into his mind in this busy place, the reason he preferred his own company to that of the crowd. A bolt of pain assailed him.
Should have never gone out with the jerk.
Ask her to dance, or maybe talk to her friend first.
Idiot. As if I cared. I'll show him.
Blocking out the random feelings of the individuals on the dance floor became increasingly difficult and painful the longer he stayed. Less like words and more like thrusts with a sharp blade, they sliced into him. Not one after another, but all at once. The impact would knock a lesser man on his ass. But Amaury was stronger than others. He focused on those females who appeared to be unaccompanied. All he needed was a lonely woman welcoming his attention, somebody who was at the club to get laid. He was more than willing to oblige. There, the unassuming brunette. Not only did she feel lonely, she was desperate for a man's touch. He strode down the stairs and waited across the dance floor, letting her feelings guide him straight to her. The woman rocked to the music and looked up at him when he stopped in front of her lithe body. Amaury unleashed one of his most charming smiles. Combined with his handsome, dark looks and blue eyes, most women couldn't resist him, a fact he always used to his fullest advantage. "Dance with me." He moved his lips and sent his thought into her mind. She would believe he'd spoken, when in reality she couldn't have heard him over the din of the music. She smiled and nodded. A little shy, yes, but welcoming nevertheless. Snaking one arm around her waist, the other around her shoulder, he drew her close. Her head only reached to his chest, making her at least a foot shorter than him. Falling into the rhythm of the music, Amaury moved his body against hers. She molded to him, and he enjoyed the feel of her warm flesh through her skimpy clothes. Thighs brushing, loins grinding. Surrounded by the mob of people, the pressure in his head built, and the stabbing pain in his temples intensified. Like a migraine crippling a human, the pain dictated his actions. Nevertheless, he fought not to succumb to its demands for as long as he could, constantly pushing the boundaries of his mental prison. Amaury didn't particularly like dancing, and this was definitely not his taste in music, but he forced himself to dance with her for one entire song before he made his move.
"I want to be alone with you," he whispered into her ear, inhaling the natural scent of her glistening skin.
He could, of course, fuck her right here on the dance floor, but then he'd have to do more damage control, something he wasn't in the mood for. He underscored his words by slipping his hand onto her ass and stroking her rounded cheeks. When she looked up at him from under her lashes, he read the desire in her eyes as well as her mind. She wasn't particularly pretty, except for her generous dick-sucking lips, but she was willing. Willing was all he needed. He had no other expectations. His cock was already fully erect, tenting his cargo pants, which he wore commando. With his hand on her lower back, he led her through the crowd, picking up on random emotions around him. A stranger's envy sliced through him.
"Did she catch that hunk? So not fair. What a hottie."
Amaury looked at the woman whose lusty and jealous feelings he'd captured. Clearly, she wanted to take the brunette's place. He could always come back for seconds if necessary. Only a few more minutes and he'd feel better. His chest rose in anticipation as he inhaled deeply and quickened his stride, steering the brunette through the side exit. The alley was quiet and dark. Several pallets with boxes stacked at various heights lined one side. Amaury's gaze swept over the area to establish they were alone. A homeless man hung around the entrance to the alley, rummaging through trash containers.
"Get lost."
Amaury verified that the man had obeyed his unspoken command and shuffled out of view, before he pulled the woman into the corner behind the boxes.
"What are you doing?"
she giggled.
"Kissing you."
He lowered his head to hers.
You have the most gorgeous lips I've ever seen.
The compliment worked. His lips met no resistance when he crushed hers, searing them in a demanding kiss. His tongue slid through her parted lips and dueled with its counterpart within seconds. Without hesitation, he laid his hand onto her breast and kneaded her through the thin fabric, working her responsive nipple into a hard peak. He'd read her right. She craved his touch, so much so she arched her breast into his palm and demanded more.
"Oh, baby," he murmured against her lips. "So sweet."
From experience, he knew women were more responsive when physical actions were interlaced with verbal endearments. Her body welcomed him as his hand tunneled under her short skirt and found its way into her panties. His fingers slid through her curls and met her wet folds. Amori captured the moan she released. It wouldn't take long. He realized how starved for sex she was and let his fingers do their magic. Caressing her, rolling her clit between his thumb and forefinger, he could feel her excitement rise. He would make it worthwhile for her. The aroma of her arousal drifted into his nostrils, and he inhaled sharply. The scent helped him drown out the emotions bombarding him from inside and outside the club. But it wasn't enough. His head continued throbbing with pain. Without releasing her little nub of pleasure, he slipped a finger into her wet channel. Her muscles were deliciously tight. Nobody had visited her clenching sheath in a long time. Moving his finger back and forth, aided by her plentiful juices, Amori worked her into full-blown arousal. It was the least he could do in exchange for what she would do for him in a few minutes. She gasped as he added a second finger, and he knew she was close. A few more skillful strokes, and she came, raining more cream onto his hand while her muscles went through spasm after spasm.
"Mmm," he hummed into her ear. "You all right, baby?"
His male pride was satisfied, but the rest of him wasn't, at least not yet.
"Oh, God, yes,"
she answered, panting heavily.
"I bet you could make me feel good, too. Let me feel your mouth on me, baby."
Without waiting for her answer, he opened his pants and let his cock jut out. Despite its weight, it stood erect. Slowly, he took her hand and guided it to wrap around his shaft. Soft hands which didn't close around him completely. Too much flesh, too much girth.
"You're so big."
Amori shook his head. He was perfectly proportioned. But being the size of a linebacker also meant his dick was supersized.
"I'm the perfect size for your beautiful mouth."
Without any further objection, she dropped onto one of the boxes and moved her mouth toward him. He felt her tentative tongue touch the tip of his erection a second later.
"Oh, yes, baby. I bet you can give me the best blowjob I've ever had."
Encouragement never failed. Her tongue licked all the way down his shaft before she finally wrapped her lips around the bulbous head and slid down on him, taking him in to the hilt. Nothing felt better than the warmth and wetness of a woman around his cock. His breath rushed out of his lungs at the tantalizing sensation. He steadied himself by placing his hands onto her shoulders and began to move his rod back and forth.
"Oh, fuck, baby. You're good."
Finally, he was able to forget the din of emotions. Peace and quiet filled his mind. He relaxed as the pressure in his head eased and the invading feelings started withdrawing. Amori looked up, and for the first time this night, he noticed the canopy of stars in the night sky. Beautiful and peaceful, a mirror of what his mind could be like. Clear and unobstructed by any fog or clouds, the stars stood watch over his actions. As temporary as this feeling of tranquility would be, he needed it to keep his sanity. Only sex could shut out the emotions that assailed him every minute of his life. The brunette's mouth worked him beautifully. With every stroke and every lap of her tongue, he grew harder. She sucked him deeper into her mouth, and he moved faster, forgetting the pain in his head. Instead, he concentrated on her wet heat engulfing him. The softness of a woman. The promise of a few moments of bliss. A few seconds of contentment was all he needed, knowing happiness was outside his reach, a state he could never attain.
"Baby, yeah, almost there. Oh, yeah. Suck harder.
He could virtually sense his impending release. So close. So deliciously close. Amori's jacket pocket vibrated. He ignored it. Gripping his shaft at the base with one hand and cupping the back of her head with the other, he fucked her mouth more frantically, desperate for release. He couldn't stop now, not when he was only seconds from his goal.
Need it. Now.
His cock pulsated with desperate need.
Squeeze my balls, he demanded.
Her hand took his testicles, the gentle touch sending a hot flame through his loins as her fingernails scraped against the tight sack. His cell phone vibrated again. This time it wouldn't stop. Releasing his rod, Amori shoved his hand into his jacket pocket and wrenched out the phone.
Ah, fuck,
he hissed when he checked caller ID. The woman stilled instantly.
Not you, baby. Don't stop, he ordered, and flipped the cell open.
What?
He breathed into the phone, his voice hoarse. With his hand on her head, he continued pumping his shaft into her as she resumed sucking him deep into her mouth.
Why don't you answer your fucking phone?
Ricky bellowed.
Asshole.
His colleague's timing sucked.
What do you want?
Crisis meeting at Samson's in 15 minutes.
He knew better than to blow off a meeting with his boss and best friend, Samson. And if it was a crisis meeting, some shit was going down.
Fine.
Amori flipped the phone shut and shoved it back into his pocket. 15 minutes was barely enough time to get to Samson's, but he had to finish this. He closed his eyes and concentrated on the feel of her tongue sliding along his shaft, the softness of her mouth, and the intensity of her sucking motion. Again, he gripped his erection and fed her more of himself, filling her mouth with so much cock she almost choked on it. But she kept going. Her wet mouth pulled on him tightly, while her warm tongue ran along the underside of his swollen flesh, just the way he liked it.
Oh yeah, baby. You like my big cock, don't you?
Her hummed response reverberated on his skin, teasing his senses. The peach scent of her shampoo drifted into his nose. He felt a thin coating of moisture build on his face and neck. Tiny rivulets of sweat formed and ran along the ridges of his muscled upper body, catching in the light dusting of chest hair. Amori's heart beat faster. His lungs pumped more oxygen through his system as his blood charged through his veins, thundering in his ears in a violent crescendo akin to Beethoven's Fifth. And then he felt the rush of his semen shoot through his shaft and into the woman's mouth in quick, pulsating explosions. His orgasm was short but powerful. It cleared his head, and for a few minutes he would be at peace. He wouldn't be able to sense the feelings of people he came in contact with, and could feel his own heart and the sense of stillness that spread within it. Only for a few moments. Then he would be invaded again by everybody's pain, hunger, anger, and other emotions people carried with them. And he would perceive their love for someone and be reminded of the things he couldn't feel. But for now, he was at peace. Reluctantly, he pulled himself out of the woman's mouth and put his still, half-erect cock back into his pants.
You were spectacular, he praised, and drew her up into an embrace.
Her lips glistened with his semen, and she looked beautiful to him. Amori brushed her hair aside and exposed her lovely neck, her pale skin calling to him like a beacon of light guiding a sailor home. His lips touched the tender skin before his tongue darted out to lick her. She moaned, a sound so soft and sweet only a satisfied woman could release it.
Come home with me.
Amori appreciated her whispered invitation, but had no intention of accepting it. He wanted something else entirely. Her vein beat against his lips, the movement so subtle a human would barely notice it, but his senses were sharper than those of a mortal. His fangs lengthened, pushing past his lips.
Baby, let me take from you.
The sharp tips of his fangs sank into her neck and broke through the delicate skin. For a split second she struggled against him, but his arms imprisoned her. He hauled her body against his, crushing her breasts to his chest. As her blood coated his dry throat, his cock sprang back to life, but he didn't have time to indulge a second time, as much as he wanted to bury his shaft in her slick heat. Amori didn't take much of her blood, only enough to sustain himself. When he felt his hunger subside, he released her neck and licked the puncture wounds. His saliva closed the two little holes instantly. In the morning, she would have no visible marks of his feeding, no side effects. Then he looked into her eyes and sent his thoughts into her mind.
You never met me. You never saw me. Nothing happened. Go home now and sleep. And be careful. Don't ever let a man take advantage of you. You're beautiful. You deserve better.
Her eyes glazed over, and he knew it had worked. He'd wiped her memory of him. If she met him on the street tomorrow, she wouldn't recognize him. Not even the ghost of deja vu would remain.